totally wins my case, you know. Mm-hmm. Except it is like highly confidential, yeah. Secret. This is secret information. Look at this.
So that's a piece of the tape, 2 minutes in total. The audio recording seeming to show former President Trump talking about classified documents. This is the tape from the transcript previously reported. The news outlets got the audio last night. This is all cited by the special counsel in the indictment in the documents case against the former president. So let's talk about the impact here. Live with former federal prosecutor Jennifer Bidell. Jennifer, thanks for being with us. So in terms of evidence that would be critical, does it get much bigger than this? Because now some of the earlier explanations, which admittedly people pointed out were somewhat confusing, but those don't seem to fly. Because he told Brett Baer it was nothing, it was newspaper clippings. But this doesn't sound like that.
It never gets bigger than a recording of the defendant in their own words. And this one seems pretty clear contextually that they're talking about a stack of documents that he later goes on to say he could have declassified as president. So this certainly seems like critical evidence.
Yeah, between the audio recordings, like what was released and broadcast last night, which we just heard a portion of, and comments from the former president himself insisting that he's innocent, things he's saying on national TV, what possible defense could Donald Trump have? I can't help but think that it's like Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, can tell a jury, don't believe my words, believe the former president's.
Correct. I think you can see the prosecution's opening and closing arguments starting off with playing and replaying this tape. He will certainly have to argue around it in some way and around those public statements to come up with a credible defense. One would think that would have to include an argument like the one you started with, that somehow these papers are something else and not the actual documents. It seems hard contextually to believe that from this audio recording, but that seems what you would be left with in this.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a pitfall there, too, because if you really start to dig into that line, it almost seems like in that room, what he's arguing is, you know, who ordered this attack plan for Iran, right? And they say it was me, but no, it wasn't me. Look, it was them, and I have the proof right here. So if we're at the point where we're arguing in the room over who was ordering the paper that may or may not be on the table, well, then doesn't that mean the paper may be on the table?
Agreed. I mean, it seems like there's a discussion between the people in the room about the paper or papers. It's referenced as a stack of papers. And then later he says, you didn't believe me before, or maybe you didn't believe me before, but you believe me now, which seems a suggestion that the people in the room have looked at something that was moving to them on the topic that they were discussing.
You know, I heard some analysts talking last night about the fact that this was actually discovered in Bedminster in New Jersey, and that if needed, the trial is going to happen in Miami, but if needed, Jack Smith could also take this to New Jersey as well. Do you see that as a possibility?
It's always possible that there's multiple venues that could be in play in a criminal case. I think typically if there was going to be a move of venue, it would move from Miami to New Jersey instead of adding a parallel case. I think given the nature of the conduct with the documents, Miami is the most logical venue for this particular case.
Do we also have to caution that they're saying push it to December? This is not a fast thing.
It's never a fast thing in this kind of scenario. Whenever you have a case that involves documentary evidence and recording and years of conduct, we're talking about something that could take certainly months, but likely years.
It's former federal prosecutor Jennifer Bidell. Jennifer, thanks.